But now we have a very interesting lady sitting here with us, Marianne. Yes. And she's no stranger to Scariff Bay Community Radio. She's been interviewed many times before. Anne Giblin, you're very welcome.
Good morning. Delighted to be here.
Good. Now, Anne, the reason I asked you in is because I know that you've talked about all your different ventures before. But I'd like to ask you about how you got to where you are at this moment in your career. You're with Carrickdon and you're the buying director with Carrickdon. Am I right?
You are.
Yes. That's so where did that start?
It started off, I suppose my career with Carrickdon started off back in 1990.
Right.
And I joined the company as a store manager. At the time, there was 5 stores. And my husband, Porrick, had introduced me to Carrickdon up in Westport.
Right.
And I had never been there before. And I suppose I was very impressed. I liked the concept of, at the time, it was quite tourist-based. And then I noticed they were opening a shop in Ennis, the old McNamara's Bakery, if any of you remember.
Yes, yeah.
On O'Connell Street. And they were expanding. There was only a couple of shops. And I decided I would join as a store manager, or I applied for the position. I probably was a little bit out of my depth because I had never worked in retail. I had no knowledge of retail.
You were very young that time, Anne.
I was, yeah. Very young. Yeah. It's only my early 20s. Mm-hmm. And I just liked the concept. And I'd said I applied for it and I got it. My background was more kind of business, and I had worked in local authority. I'd worked in the private sector and in administration.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I was very lucky and blessed to work with incredible people, which made the store extremely successful. Mm-hmm. So Ennis was like the jewel in the crown for the
beautiful store, yeah, actually.
Yeah. There was only 5 shops in, yeah. But it was a very successful. Mm-hmm. And I was being applauded with the reason for the success, but in actual fact, it wasn't me. It was the team of people that I had working with me.
Oh, well, they had to have a leader to it.
Well, I was, yeah. Yeah.
Were you always interested in fashion?
I was, yeah. I suppose
that was a help, I'm sure.
Yeah, even though at that stage the offering was very traditional, it was very tourist based. It was primarily knitwear, and they had used antique furniture in the shop to showcase the products.
Yes, I remember that.
Yeah, the family that owned the company, the Hugheses, had a background in antique furniture. So they were taking their background and combining it with some knitwear. So when tourists came in, they were loving this kind of rustic, kind of antique, old world feel to the shop. And of course, we were all full of chat. And it was different people from different parts of the county. So if anyone came in from East Clare, I probably knew them. There was another girl from West Clare. There was another girl from town.
Yes.
So no matter who came in, somebody knew them. Yeah. And there was great banter. And great
the Irish people love to make connections.
Love the chat.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And yeah, I suppose then over the years, they asked me then to get involved. Because Ennis was so successful, I was asked to work in a regional capacity. And honestly, I thought the Queen was my aunt. Me going off out to other shops.
Oh, I know.
And I loved it. I think I got.
Were you ambitious, Anne? Would you say you were ambitious?
I don't think I was. I just kind of, it was kind of quite organic, I think, the growth and how the role evolved. Yeah. Because the company was growing, and as it grew, I was very fortunate. I suppose there's a lot of luck attached to it too. You're in the right place.
You have to have the confidence to be able to put yourself forward for those
things. And I suppose they saw something in me. I don't know. But so the buying element of it started because the company was, after maybe about, I don't know, 5 or 6 years, or I can't even remember, maybe, yeah. Can't remember roughly, the company wasn't going to remain in that tourist market.
Yes.
We figured if we were going to grow and develop and go into shopping centres, the offering would have to change.
Yes.
So we went into, I remember, Liffey Valley Shopping Centre in Dublin. That must be 20 odd years ago.
Yeah.
So I had to go to Europe, I remember, to go to a trade fair and to buy a brand. Obviously, the offering had to be different from what we are. The traditional offering we had been used to. And that's how it started. I suppose then the company was growing. They were seeing opportunities in other locations and shopping centres, and some were freehold, some were leasehold. And I would have been involved. I mean, the company was growing, but there wasn't necessarily the infrastructure in place to enable the growth.
Yes.
So I was doing HR. I remember writing contracts of employment, and I was Googling how to do it.
Yes.
I used to write radio scripts for the local radios because we were working with like Clare FM and Midwest Radio.
Yes.
So the role wasn't just about buying. Actually, at that stage, my role was general manager.
Right.
So I was doing a bit of everything. But then I suppose as the time went on, my natural leaning was towards the fashion and towards buying in particular.
Yes. Yes.
And I suppose, Lord have mercy, my father, he was a bit of a wheeler dealer, and he was a great man for negotiating and driving a bargain. I honestly think I got that
from
you know, as my suppliers would
not
say.
Not a bad attribute to have now?
Well, as I always say, I'm tough, but I'm fair, you know? Yes, yeah. Yeah, I have to obviously negotiate the best prices on fabrics and on garments now.
And also the concept was amazing. Fashion for the ordinary woman. You know, that it was high-end enough, but it was affordable. So it was a fabulous concept.
Yeah, well, I think you've nailed it in what you're saying. That's very much, I suppose, what I would strive at all times because, you know, it was, there are certain women that want to shop in a boutique. And so nowadays, that's even challenging the times that we're in. It's so difficult. And then there's obviously you have Zara and you've got Dunn's and you've got Penny's and you've got H&M, you've got all the high street stores. I suppose then there's something kind of in between, you know, and I suppose what we figured, I remember Roach's Stores was a great store years ago. It had everything in it.
Yeah.
And I know when Roach's, the Roach family decided that they were going to sell their business to Debenhams, I often felt there was a great niche there in the Irish landscape for something kind of middle market and who Irish people buying for Irish people.
Yes.
And I'd say the most frequently asked question I get from people is, how do you know what to buy? You know, people are always interested as to, and I answer the same thing all the time, is it's understanding who the customer is. So who is the customer? The customer is grandmothers, it's mothers, and it's daughters. So now we almost have three generations being catered for in the one shop. Mm-hmm. And because our offering is now so diverse in terms of the brands that we do, but also you might come in to buy a wedding gift and you might end up buying a dress, or you might come in to buy a dress and you might end up buying a pair of earrings and a bag, you know. So it's like almost like a one-stop shop. Certainly our bigger stores, you know.
Yeah.
We've got big flagship stores in Ennis and Westport. We've opened up a big store up in Dublin in Blanchardstown. So we now have, so that little, I think we were number five when we opened back in 1919. There's now 44 shops.
Good Lord.
Oh, well done.
Von Crana is the most recent addition now. So our first foray up into Donegal, which has been very successful for us.
I'd say it would go very well in Donegal now, actually.
Very stylish people, and we're very close to Derry, so it's a short jump across. And I think when you go into a new area and they haven't seen it before, they're like bees to honey.
Yes.
You know. Exciting times.
You did an awful lot more travelling, though. I remember contacting you once. You were very great and good in the community too, Anne. I don't know how you did it. You had a young family. And I remember contacting you and you got involved in the fashion show for the school, which was a very big undertaking. We made a lot of money. But I remember getting in touch with you one day and you say, I can't do that now, Geraldine, because I'm heading for, was it China in the morning?
Possibly, yeah.
I think, you know, how did you do it?
Well, looking back on it, I actually often think, how did I do it now?
Yeah.
I was probably a little bit mad, I think. I suppose I had a very supportive family.
Yes.
Porrick very much encouraged me to do what I wanted to do. He never complained. And it wasn't easy because he was obviously busy with his own business.
Yes.
And then I had a sister who was a bank manager, and she was able to, I suppose, take some. She wasn't married, so she used to come and support me. Oftentimes, when I was doing a long haul trip like China or Hong Kong, whatever, she would come down and she would support me. So I suppose I was blessed with the family that I had, and I tried to keep it to a minimum. If I was traveling, I would work 12-hour days rather than spend an extra day there.
Somewhere else, yeah.
So people said to me, you're going to China for like 5 days. I'd say, yes, that's me. I just go do the job and come home.
Yeah. You were talking there earlier before we came on air, and you were talking about new lines. And you came up with a completely new concept there for a new line that you have now. So tell us about that.
Yeah, I suppose people maybe don't realise that the brands that we do in Carrigdon are exclusive to Carrigdon. So we refer to them as private label. So we actually source, put them together. I come up with the concept of an idea for a brand, and I kind of, first of all, the idea is in my head, and I got to put it on paper. And then I would work with the design team. So an example being, recently I identified, I suppose, a niche, or I felt there was a niche there in the Irish fashion range for like a nautical concept. So which is basically kind of navy red and white.
Beautiful.
Yeah, very popular.
Gorgeous.
Big brands like Tommy Hilfiger, and that they do fabulous nautical collections. Mm. So I came up with a brand called West Quay because of the Westport connection. The Quay is a very famous area in Westport that my late father-in-law came from.
Yes.
So we came up with a brand called West Quay. We registered the trademark, etc. And then I started putting together concepts. And so We just launched it actually this year, and it has been a resounding success.
But it's a beautiful collection, Anne.
It is.
I have seen it online. It is really beautiful.
I think, as Marianne referred to there, I suppose price points are really important.
Yes.
Like in the current landscape, people really don't have a huge amount of money to spend.
No.
But we all know the benefits and the feel-good factor of buying something new or walking out of a shop with a bag in your hand. You don't need it, obviously, but it does make you feel good.
Yeah.
So that's been great. But I do another range called Palladora, which is another very popular brand. That's our Italian brand, so that would be our main brand. That's why I travel to Italy maybe once a month now to an area near.
It's only over the road, Sharon.
It's only a hop, skip and jump. If I could fly from Shannon, it would be,
Well, wouldn't it be wonderful?
Yeah, sadly, I don't get to, so I do a lot of business there in Europe, Paris, go to Turkey, Portugal, Italy. They'd be my main kind of stomping grounds.
Yes.
Mm. And do you speak the languages?
No, I would speak a little bit of. I get by in French, and I would. But I mean, most of them speak English.
They don't speak English now, really, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, now we're a big player, obviously, but the quantities we're buying now have become bigger and bigger.
So they'll make sure that
they will understand what I'm saying.
Yeah. Can I just ask you, Anne, talking about online, has it had a big effect on you, on people footfall in your shops? I mean.
Well, online really grew when COVID hit.
Yes.
And thankfully, I suppose we had made the investment in a whole new online platform. And initially, it wasn't fashion, though. When COVID hit, obviously, people weren't buying fashion. They were really spending money on their gardens and on their homes. Mm-hmm. So our homeware department really got the bounce initially. And then, I suppose, as time went on, people that maybe never shopped online decided that, let's have a go at this. And, older people that maybe wouldn't have been very savvy when it came to online shopping started shopping online. So now it has become, I suppose 20% of our turnover would be coming from online, which is high.
Your website is very user-friendly, though.
It is,
And that means a lot, especially for, as you say, an older person who are amazing, really, when they get an idea in their head. They're perfectly willing to go with it.
And it's so handy, you see.
Very
handy. I always say there's the thrill of spending and then there's the thrill when the package arrives.
Oh, yes.
It's such a nice feeling.
There is still nothing like going into a shop and trying out those.
Yeah.
It really is.
So it actually complements. People see stuff online and they come in then to look at. Some people just use online for research.
Yes.
But they come in to actually try it on and they like to interact. And there's nothing nicer than meeting someone and say, you know what, I'm a funny shape or I have a certain part of my body that I don't particularly like. Yeah,
That's where the assistants
help. That's where a good sales assistant can actually guide you and navigate you through saying, you know what, this doesn't look great on the hanger, but it's really good on.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that often is the case. As I often say when I'm buying something, it doesn't have hanger appeal.
Right.
But when you try it on, it's lovely.
Different. Now, I don't want to get any little secrets or anything, but have you something in the pipeline that you'd like to share with us? What's your next project now in Carrickdon?
We're just about to launch a new occasion wear edit. In fact, I did a collaboration with a local milliner, talented Eilish.
Eilish. Wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My neighbour, yes.
Yeah, well, Eilish is fabulous, so talented. So I approached her there and I actually worked with her on a fashion show, another fashion show that I did. And I just thought, my God, her headpieces would elevate my dresses.
Yeah.
So I went to Eilish and I did a selection of some of my, what I felt were my stronger pieces. So Eilish, being Eilish, absolutely jumped at the opportunity and would love to collaborate with us. So we were down in Kilshane House there in Tipperary last week, fabulous setting, with model and with our own stylist, photographer, the whole lot. Mm. So we're launching that now next week.
Oh, that's very exciting.
And it's fabulous. I mean, the headpieces that she designed to complement that. Yeah. I mean, I just feel so privileged. Yeah. And she's thrilled because she's now obviously getting a lot of exposure because she's working with a brand like Carrickdon. But to be fair to her, she's very good at what she does. And I am delighted to be giving her the
on board.
Delighted.
And it's just the right time coming into communions, confirmations, weddings, all of that. Good time.
That's exciting. So I'm excited about that. And then I suppose that West Quay nautical range has been so successful. I'm just signing off now on a new collection of that will be coming into us again because obviously what's in will be gone.
Yes.
So my business is relentless. You're constantly working on the next collection.
Yeah.
And do mention the Corv because, us larger women like to know that we can go somewhere and get something that fits.
Yeah,
they do. And is dressy and stylish.
And it's, I find also with a lot of the Curve customers too, they don't specifically want a Curve range. They want to buy the same style of dress,
yes,
in a bigger size. Yes, and I think that's something that I've really noticed.
Yeah,
so, you know, we started off doing like a 10 to a 16. Now we do like an 8 up to a size 20. So, you know, we're catering for all sorts of different age profiles and all sorts of different shapes, body shapes as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's not easy always catering for everybody, but we certainly endeavour to do our best.
Well, you are succeeding. And I'm going to change tack a little bit now, because you mentioned Pádraig, your husband, a little while ago, but you're also very involved in the family business, aren't you?
And we are.
Leisure and Deir Gáil. So tell us a little bit about that. How is that going? Where do you see it going?
Okay, so I suppose this has been a kind of a labour of love for Pádraig when he started it off initially. Yeah. And, you know, we bought the land out there, locally known, referred to as Ducey's.
Mm-hmm.
And I suppose this has evolved. He's always a bit, he is not an entrepreneur, as I say, he's a serial entrepreneur with his ideas.
Yes.
And I really thought when he bought that, first of all, and he started, you know, widening the channels that were there and accessing the lake, I really thought, my God almighty, with the men in the white coats going to come and take him away. But as usual, he proves us all wrong, as usual.
Yeah.
So fast forward, whatever, I suppose it's 15 years since he started that whole development.
Is it really?
It is, yeah. Oh gosh, and I suppose what we have today, and it's constantly being, I suppose anything we ever make is reinvested back into it again. So what we have today is something I'm very, very proud of, something I feel very passionate about. It's probably where my true passion, I'm happiest when I'm out there.
Right. Okay.
It's growing from strength to strength, I'm delighted to say. It's become quite a reputation now for team building. Yeah. So we get a lot of county teams, club teams. We have a hockey team coming in actually next Saturday. We have rugby teams coming in for team building. It's become, you know, it's funny, I had a team in last weekend and they were just saying that nowadays young people, they're so focused on their phones that after a training session they leave and they're, you know, they go into their car and they're on the phone and they go home. They don't actually sit around and actually chat to one another and build that connection.
Yes.
So I suppose there's even a greater need now for team building or team bonding, as they call it.
Do you have accommodation there, Anne?
We do, and that's becoming very popular now with teams, because they don't want to just finish the day. So they
relax in the evening.
They stay and we have a barbecue there, so they'll have some food and then they'll relax. And we've got a lovely, the championship and the league is on, so they'll watch a match maybe in the evening.
And you've a lovely centre there, haven't
you?
It's beautiful.
We've recently added in an AstroTurf facility. There's a new pontoon going in there now. So when the kids' school tours start, when they kayak out onto the lake, they will go onto the pontoon and, you know, this is like a paradise for them. It is a very special place. And I suppose the customer base is schools. I mentioned teams, but from May onwards in all the schools. And it's been a lot of schools that have come to us in the past. Or it's great that we're getting repeat business or new business.
Yes.
We get corporate groups in. We do birthday parties. We do hen parties. Yeah. The customer base is very broad. And there's an awful lot of synergy, I suppose, between Pádraig's other business then, Sports World Netting.
Yes.
So Pádraig is dealing with a lot of GA clubs
and
he's dealing with a lot of schools. Mm. So he's almost link selling. Where do you go for your... Where do you go for your school tour? So, it's something I suppose I feel very passionate about. People love it. I feel very energised when you get such lovely feedback.
I know.
From teams or schools. It's definitely upwards and onwards with Deir Gáil.
Well, listen, you're doing an amazing job there and you're doing an amazing job for Carrickdon. And you're not leaving us. You're going to stay and we'll have a little chat at the end.
Yes.
But we have to move on at this point and we'll all chat in a little while. Thank you very much, Anne, for coming in and sharing all that wonderful news with us. Marion, we'll all be online or in Carrickdon.
Oh, in Carrickdon. Nothing like the real thing.
Yeah.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Anne.
Thank you.
We'll have a bit of music.